This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Gerald Celente. In this segment, I want to finish up what I was talking about with Carrier, what that tells us about Donald Trump's. He hasn't even hit the ground running. I wouldn't say he's hit the ground running. He hasn't even hit the ground yet, but he's running the country, and he's running it in the right direction, unlike Barack Obama. You just heard in that last segment, Obama mocking him. How's he going to do this? You got a magic wand? No, he's got a phone, and he's going to use it instead of dictating mandates to you. He's going to call people and say, hey, let's keep these jobs here. Now, how did he do it? And that's the key thing, because as they point out, the devil is in the details. So did he do it by calling them up and saying, we're going to create an environment here that's going to be very favorable to do business in America, but it's going to be unfavorable to people who move out of this country, who are bringing goods into this country. So you're going to be better off here. That would be a great thing that he could do. Now, one of the other things that he could have done, and we hope that he did it this way, because they're part of United Technologies. It's a big defense contractor. And as some people have pointed out, if he went there and was simply using his leverage and said, look, you know, how about if we're going to buy from you as an American company here in America, wouldn't it be good if you also bought American in terms of your labor force, right? Why don't we say, let's have a buy American and we'll do it from the top down. And so these companies that are making goods instead of buying Chinese labor or buying Mexican labor, how about if they buy American labor? And then we will buy your products. We'll buy your Carrier air conditioning. And if you've got the president coming in and saying to a major defense contractor, United Technologies, that owns Carrier, maybe we'll look at you a little bit differently. If you take your company out of this country, we won't consider you quite so much an American company anymore. So we might look at some people who are a little bit more loyal to America and Americans. That would be a good thing to do, I think. And we've got other people who would look askew at using incentives, and we should all look askew at that. I mean, the king of crony capitalism, of course, is Elon Musk. He's gotten over $4 billion, according to research done by the LA Times, other companies, in terms of incentives for creating jobs. We don't need to replicate that with all these different states competing against each other to get battery factories or whatever it is. I mean, we've even had situations here in Austin where they tried to incentivize some investment companies to come in. And we look at this. Usually these people get $100,000 or more per job that they create. We don't need to be doing that. They don't incentivate expansion for small and medium-sized companies. It's only the big guys at top that get this kind of incentive. So we don't need to be doing that. I don't like corporate welfare. And but I think it would be a positive, as this guy, Chart Westcott, he's a Texas-based investor, he says, saving American jobs using leverage and bully pulpit of the U.S. president is a great thing. Saving American jobs by creating an environment where we have a conducive environment for doing business, and all businesses, all workers benefit from that environment, that's a really good thing. And I think we can see that in this economic plan that's coming in. But if it's something where he's going in and he's incentivizing it by giving them special kickbacks in terms of taxes that other businesses don't get, I don't like that. That is special favors. That is crony capitalism. Now, as we look at the rest of this team as it's developing, I think it's interesting that Politico calls it Trump's conservative dream team. One person who's with the Club for Growth, an organization that I don't necessarily usually agree with, but they say it's the most conservative cabinet since Reagan. I don't think he's using ideological lens to pick people. I think he's genuinely looking for people who share his priorities for these agencies. And I think when I look at his picks, there's a lot of articles today about Mnuchin pointing out his connections and others' connections to Goldman Sachs, saying, hey, he foreclosed on a 90-year-old widow for a 27-cent default on her mortgage, that type of thing. Look, these people, if they share Trump's program, I think we need to at least give them a chance and see what's happening. I was very concerned about some of the things that I had seen in Trump's past, but we need to look at what he is doing now, and he's on track.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're joined right now by Gerald Celente. And of course, Gerald Celente is no stranger to the InfoWars audience. He's a trend forecaster, publisher of Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. He describes himself as a political atheist, so I'm curious to see what Gerald Celente thinks about this post-election, if he's optimistic about the future. We've talked to him especially. We're very interested to have you, Gerald, at the end of each year, giving us a forecast of what you think is coming up for the next year. So I know you're going to talk about what you think is going to be coming up in 2017. I know war was a big part of the forecast the last several years, and you were right about that. We had a president who began, even before he took office, he was given a Nobel Peace Prize. And then we saw him start more wars than any president in my memory recently. Hopefully, maybe things are going to cool down with this. But let's talk about the economy first. How do you feel in terms of the stock market looks very optimistic? Consumers look very optimistic at this point. We've seen President Trump working with Carrier. And, of course, as I mentioned in the last segment, That could be a bad thing if they are bribing this company to stay in the United States, but maybe it's a good thing. Maybe he just applied pressure to them and said, hey, you're a defense contractor, you're owned by a defense contractor, United Technologies. Maybe you should think about buying American labor so that we buy your American products. He might have also explained to them, we're going to create a very favorable environment here with a tax restructure. What's your take on this, Gerald?
Well, before I go into that, and I was listening to your segment, and I'd just like to comment on a few of the things that you were talking about, if I may.
Sure.
And one of them is, for example, how the media immediately after Trump's victory, how they came after him. I remember USA Today the next day, you know, as soon as he showed that he won, or 2 days later, it was Trump goes into office with 76 or 74 lawsuits following him. That was the headline.
Yeah.
In USA Today when you went online. I want to show you the hypocrisy of the prostitute media. And when I was on with Alex on election day, and Alex kept saying, this is the end of Hillary Clinton, the end of the mainstream media, and I kept repeating over and over again, I said, Alex, you got it right. That's exactly what we're seeing. The mainstream media is dead. They came out with all this crap about fake news because they're trying to get even with everybody else for all the wrong calls that they've made. They're declining revenues. When you're looking at newspapers, the Wall Street Journal's down 40% from what it used to be just within the last 3 weeks. You're looking at the ratings going down, plummeting after this election. They're doing this trying to gain lost audiences by attacking other people. So I want to show you the hypocrisy of these little lowlives rather than whether or not you like Trump. And again, as a political atheist, I look at things the way they are, not the way I want them to be. But also, I'm an American, and I'm American first. So we have a new president. We all, again, as we have over the decades, you may not have liked who you got into office, but hey, let's try to make this work the best we can.
Yeah,
so I want to show you factually, rather than just speaking words, about the blatant hypocrisy of these little prostitute medias with cojones the size of mothballs. Oh, and by the way, I believe we should be able to say the real words because one of the victories of Trump is political correctness is dead.
Yeah.
He killed it. He murdered it. And also politics is dead. People are disgusted with it. And it's not only in the United States, and we'll talk about it more. It's global. It's the Freedom Party in Austria. It's the Alternative for Deutschland in Germany. It's Le Pen's party and the new guy that just won the primary, Fillon. They want to bring back the respect and dignity of what their cultures represented. It's not about politics. It's not about, oh, the other thing they keep saying about Trump bringing in all of these people that are unqualified, don't have government experience. Oh, government experience? Oh, you mean a politician? The guys that sell you out and get paid off for it, and they call it campaign contributions from what we used to call the Bronx bribes and payoffs, that kind of experience? No, he's bringing in a whole clean slate for the most part. Not all of it. He still did some political stuff bringing in McConnell's wife and others.
Mm-hmm.
Separating that and bringing it to the higher level with Mnuchin and Wilbur Ross, this is a whole clean slate. And looking at things differently. But I want to go back to the hypocrisy. Here's Obama, the media promoting the liar in chief. Oh, no experience? How about I'm a community organizer from Chicago who organized nothing, and I wrote about it in the Trends Journal before he got elected, admitting that he did nothing of any substance as a community organizer. Oh, that little boy, that liar in chief you mentioned about, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner who gets into office and then it escalates the Afghan war by 33,000 troops, over 1,000 of our men killed thousands wounded, slaughtered tens of thousands of Afghans, the Libyan war. Here is the coverage immediately after Obama won. Now compare it to the little prostitutes that are attacking Trump on every little issue. Check out that cover.
Oh, yeah. New.
New York, all new. You ready for this? The truly radical politics of Barack Obama. Radical politics? Hey, you little lying SOB. You promised to bring in a whole new crew when you went into Washington. You were going to sweep it clean. And who did you bring in? You brought in Bush's murderers. You brought in the Clinton team. Radical? Yeah. You guys got it wrong. New Yorker, you're full of crap. I got more. Newsweek. Look at that picture, huh? Wow, does he look brilliant. What do we have here? Obama's America. Who we are now. Oh, hope and change you could believe in. Yeah, small change. Hey,
yeah.
That change of a penny. Here we go. Look at this. Look at this, huh? The perfect first family. Introducing President Obama as Barack and Michelle settle into the White House. How will this new era change America and TV? How will it change it? Again, no change. More the same political crap, a guy that lied his way into office. Again, I'm doing this to show the juxtaposition of how the media came out and is attacking Trump immediately after he got elected. Well, they're kissing Obama's you-know-what. And every, here, look
oh,
at
it was
this
a total love fest. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, look at that.
Look at this. Yeah.
Yeah.
The new president and the burdens that await him. Great expectations. This mm-hmm. little clown of a traitor of a man talking about Trump not having the experience to do anything. Great expectations, again, from a community organizer that organized nothing. A little nothing of a man with a bad attitude who learned how to act really well when Oprah Winfrey took her under her arm and made him the great teleprompted president. I got more. You ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Obama. The celebrity of the century. Well,
yeah, that was actually correct. He is just a celebrity to them, isn't he?
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Hey, politics is show business for ugly people.
That's right.
We have the proof. You ready for this one? This one may knock you off your chair. So hold on.
Hamilton. He's in the role of Alexander Hamilton on Broadway now. That's what he's going to do after he leaves office.
You got it. Look at this hypocrisy.
Oh, that's funny.
So I just wanted to pick up on what you were saying.
You know, he offered us hope, Gerald. What we got was the envy of socialism. He said we're going to have change. But what he tried to do was to, and successfully nearly, pretty much shut down and did bankrupt the coal industry pretty close to it. But also changing America by bringing in people who are workers, bringing in people from these countries that they destroyed, that they set on fire. He wants to change America. He wants to change America demographically. And so we've seen a lot of that stuff. But I think what we're really seeing now is a real hope from Americans that we're going to see something done about the economy. And it's truly amazing. Have you ever, Gerald, seen a president, certainly not a president-elect, get out and already stop two factories that were going to be moving out of the United States?
No. Again,
I've never seen
this
that.
This is one of our top trends.
Yeah.
It's new. It's the end of politics. These guys, look, I began my career just briefly at a graduate school. I used to run political campaigns. The first one, I was the number two guy running the campaign in Yonkers, New York. And we're talking a city of 300,000 people. And I worked in Westchester County, the richest county in America at the time, running political campaigns. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate, designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology at St. John's University, and I was a chief government affairs specialist in D.C. for many years for the chemical industry. Had pictures of me and Reagan, this one, that one. I know what it looks like. There's nothing there. They're low-life politicians.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. Thank you so much, Gerald. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say about 2017. What do you see as the trends for 2017?
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. privatepowergrid.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and our guest is Gerald Celente, trend forecaster, publisher of Trends Journal. You can find him at trendsresearch.com. And, of course, if you're a regular listener to InfoWars, you hear Gerald Slinty on frequently. Very, very wise person. I want to hear what he has to say about trends coming up. And you know, as you were, we were talking about the aftermath of the election, Gerald, you said that immediately they began attacking Trump. We have seen that type of thing come after each one of his picks. But the issue is he going to keep his campaign promises? We just had an election. People said he made some commitments, some policies that he wanted to do. And people want to give him a chance to see if that's going to happen. One of the ways that they've attacked him is immediately after the election, they say, well, you're not really serious about this policy or that policy or the other one, are you? Or they look at it and they say, well, because of these people that he's got here, they're going to subvert him and co-opt this. And that's something we need to be concerned about. We need to keep an eye on that, hold his feet to the fire. But right now, he's running full speed in the same direction that he was in the campaign. As a matter of fact, I think he's doubled down. He cleared his desk of this $25 million lawsuit at a large cost to himself. I think he believed that he was right. I think he could have certainly gotten a better deal if he had taken it to trial. Even if they'd split the baby there, he wouldn't have paid $25 million. But he wants to clear his desk of these entanglements of his business, and in a couple of weeks he's talking about how he's going to do that. So, I mean, how do you read this? Bannon has said, if they deliver on their promises, and it looks like when we see Mnuchin come out and after he's picked his Treasury Secretary, he goes right down the list of the economic policies that Trump wanted to accomplish and said, these are our priorities. So it looks like they're on the same page. If they deliver, as Bannon said, we will probably see a restructure of politics for 50 years. But here's the other thing, Gerald. If they don't deliver on these promises, I think we're going to see a big lurch, a blowback, and see the company, the country lurch to the left towards socialism again. But let's hope that they're going to move forward and fulfill these promises that they've said to people. How do you feel about that?
Well, in our trend forecast, we're saying that Trump has 2 years to do whatever he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there to stop him. There are, again, it's the death of politics.
Yes.
Ryan, McConnell, Lindsey Graham, McCain. He took over the Republican Party. He went for the top. He knocked out Jeb Bush in the first round of the first presidential debate of the Republican Party. There's nothing there. Again, I was mentioning before my history in being there, I know how easy it is to change it. And that's very important. So he's going to do what he wants to do, and what they won't push through, he'll go directly to the people for.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he's doing it now and bypassing the media by using whether it's Twitter or YouTube. On the economic front, let's go back again prior to the election. The markets went up and down on Hillary Clinton's poll ratings. When Hillary Clinton was up in the polls, the market would go up. When she went down in the polls, the markets would go down.
Mm-hmm.
Just before Election Day, when the FBI director Comey decided not to pursue any more action against Clinton on a Friday, Monday, the day before Election Day, the market closed up 371 points on the anticipation that Clinton would win and that it would be positive for the stock market and it would be negative if Trump got in. And if Trump got in, also it would be negative for gold. The reverse has happened. We're seeing a rally in the stock market like nothing we've seen. The three of the indexes reaching all-time highs and gold going much lower. So our forecast is this, and we revised it. And that is that we're going to see continued growth in the economy. And that Trump's policies, a lot of them make sense. However, to put it all out there, on the thing about rebuilding the infrastructure, it's only $1 trillion over several years. They say up to 10. That's only $100 billion a year. And in the size of an economy this big, that doesn't account for much. And to put it back into perspective, when the liar-in-chief got elected, the con man, Obama, in 2009, he came up with a stimulus program of $830 billion, and it didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be much bigger than that. The plans aren't clear. However, the reality is that what they're saying about cutting taxes across the board and about renegotiating trade deals overseas is very positive. The deals do stink. Again, you look at the facts, David. What do we have? 22 years of negative trade policy with Mexico?
Oh, absolutely.
22 years?
We had had a rough parity with them, and immediately as NAFTA was published or passed, we had a $15 billion deficit with them, and it's gone as high as $75 billion. It's never gone below $15 billion in all these years. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Gerald Slinty looking at trends for 2017.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and my guest is Gerald Salenti. We're talking about trends coming up in the next year and also what Gerald sees in the wake of the election. One of the things that we've been seeing, of course, is the push saying that they're that everything is fake news, that is not real fake news. In other words, the people who have been giving us fake news for decades, CNN, Washington Post, all these people, their new narrative is, of course, fake news. But we're also seeing some teeth put into that. We see Kellogg's pulling their sponsorship from Breitbart. Breitbart coming back and saying, oh, okay, well, let's boycott Kellogg then. And take a look at what Amnesty International says about their products. They're not only are they do they have garbage like palm oil in them, but they also do it with child labor. And so that became the number one hashtag trend on Twitter. That's what we're trying to do here at InfoWars. We're trying to give you products that are good for your health and also have a financial independence from these kinds of corporate sponsors that can try to shut down our operation. And I just want to remind you that we've got Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix that's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, that's the affordable, great-tasting Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's loaded with a full must supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs. It's the platinum standard of multivitamin products. It's a very easy-to-take format. You can just drink it. It's not a lot of pills that you have to swallow. A full multivitamin drink mix. It's all plant-derived from the highest quality lab standards. So these things are either plant-derived. There's nothing in it that is GMO. It's got all the types of vitamins that you need, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, all these different. You can take a look at our reviews on InfoWarsLife.com as well as the ingredients in it. You see that it gives you a broad base of support for your diet. That's how we keep our independence. That's how we help you with high-quality products that will help you and your family to maintain your health and protect you from the kind of toxic things that you're exposed to constantly in the environment, in your diet, in the cosmetics that you come in contact with, from soaps to shampoos. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the way we support our operation. We thank you for your support. Now, Gerald, in the last segment, you were talking about the fact that at Trends Journal, you said that Donald Trump had about 2 years to do whatever he wanted because he's got a majority in the House and Senate, and he's got an agenda. One of the key things in that is to get rid of Obamacare. And we see on Politico, of course, they're always going to be pushing an agenda that is anti-Trump and anti-Republican, anti-freedom. They're saying that the GOP may delay Obamacare replacement for years. They would love to see this, and quite frankly, that is the great danger, is that the GOP establishment would drag their heels on Obamacare. They say that the both sides of Capitol Hill are coalescing around a plan to vote to repeal the law in early 2017, but to delay the effective date for that repeal as long as 3 years. If they do that, that really is going to be a problem for the Trump administration. I think he needs to move quickly. I think he is going to move quickly. He's talked about what he's going to do in the first 100 days. He's been very active. Here we are even still 50 days before he becomes president. What's your take on this? Do you think that the GOP establishment, which we all know really would like to see Obamacare continue, do you think they're going to drag their feet and subvert this effort to try to get rid of Obamacare?
Again, there's nothing standing in Trump's way. He'll do whatever he wants to do. He'll steamroll over Ryan, McConnell, Gray, and McCain. He did it before, and he'll do it again.
Yeah.
Again,
so
that's the point that I wanted to keep making.
Mm-hmm.
When you're inside that club, you know, and you're an outsider, you know how easy it is to change it. And he knows that. I mean, he spent his lifetime around these people. He knows who they are. He knows how he bought them off and did what he wanted to do. So they're not going to be able to stop him at all. And I also want to follow up on what you were saying also about the products that you're selling and the independence of InfoWars and the need for it, particularly in this time as we're seeing the collapse. There is no more Fourth Estate, the Fourth Estate being the one that watched over the judicial, the executive, and the congressional branch. They're dead, as we see by the prostitutes that keep selling the Beltway lies. And the products that you sell, because people ask me continually, what can I do to make positive change? And I keep saying, well, the first thing is that you have to be in the best shape you can possibly be in, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And I don't mean religious when I say spiritually. I'm talking, you know, in a different tone. But on the physical and the products that you're bringing to the public, as opposed to, for example, like you were talking about Kellogg and the other crap out there, it's not only essential for the people for themselves personally to consider supporting InfoWars and other organizations that are doing not the alternative news, we're the real news now, that's the alternative, but also to get in the best shape that you can get into so that you can keep pushing this movement forward. And the movement forward is happening around the world. Look what they just did over there in South Korea. People went to the streets and they just about threw out their President Park. Look what's going on in South Africa. Look what's going on in France, in England with Brexit, in Italy. By the way, this is very important. This Sunday is going to be a referendum in Italy whether or not to go along with Fonzie's constitutional amendment. I mean, Renzi. How could I get him?
Maybe Renzi jumped the shark too, huh?
Yeah. And if that's defeated, you're going to see chaos in the global markets, particularly in the banking markets in Europe, that are going to be very, very shaking on Monday. Hmm. So people should really be in touch with that, plus the election of the Freedom Party in Austria on Sunday. So what I'm saying is these movements all tie together.
Yes.
And it's happening in America. But again, the people have to go out and support not only with their boots on the ground in America, but also to put their money where their mind is. So going back to what Trump is going to do with Obamacare, he's going to do what he wants. There will be nothing standing in his way from, again, from a guy that's been on the other side and seeing the lay of the land. And particularly the two people that he brought in with the Treasury Secretary and Commerce. They're two very strong-willed guys. Like them or not, the things they've done, the fact is they know that the deals stink and they have to be redesigned. Now, I want to talk about also the negatives, and that is interest rates are going up and the dollar's getting stronger. We're now at the dollar is hitting almost a 14-year high against the basket of currencies. The stronger the dollar gets, David, all of this money that was borrowed under quantitative easing and all of this negative and zero interest rate policy, particularly in the emerging markets, they borrowed it in dollars. As the dollar gets stronger, they have to pay back that debt as their currencies get weaker with more of their currencies. So we're looking at, depending on, it's 95% according to the experts, that they're going to raise interest rates in a few weeks, the Fed. How much will they raise them? And how much will that, those raise in interest rates also affect the housing market? You're seeing already warnings coming out from the people in the auto industry. David, you don't have a job? You lost yours? You don't have a house? You have no income coming in, but you want a new car? Come on over. I'll sell you one.
Yeah.
You remember what they've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with interest rates going up, there's already panic starting to hit the auto industry. So this isn't going to be smooth sailing, is what I'm saying. So going back to gold, gold right now is in bear market territory, the amount that it's lost. And the downside we're saying could be about another $100, which in comparison to where it could go, we see is very small. And again, this is not financial advice. I'm a forecaster.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that with the other destabilization going on, particularly in the world markets, we could talk about the U.S. index. Take a look at the Euro indexes, the DAX, the CAC, the Italian FTSE. Italian FTSE is down almost 24%, 24 points this year. So 24%.
Mm-hmm.
The only one up is actually is England, and they're talking about Brexit. So what I'm saying is you can't only look at the United States. You have to take a global view of this and put it all in perspective. On the home front, you look at our top trend for 2016, this year. Self-sustaining economy. Make it at home, buy it at home. So now going into our trends as an on-trendpreneur, what would I be selling now? Made in USA. Made
exactly.
In America with pride.
And
go
that could be a key
product.
That could be a key selling point that Trump was telling to carriers. Like, look, you know, put your air conditioners out there as a made in America product.
Now, take that to the entrepreneur level. Take it to the products that InfoWar is putting in front of its customers. When I go out, I try to buy organic every time I can. So I go over to the place and I want to buy, hey, being Italian, I eat a lot of garlic, you know. I see organic garlic from China, from Mexico. You think I'm going to buy this crap?
Right, right.
So what I'm saying is, become an entrepreneur. Start making your shirts, your shoes, everything that you can. You want to break out of the system and be free and run your life the way you want. Trump is opening up a door now with a self-sustaining economy like we have not seen since the 1960s.
Yeah, yeah. I would even go back further and say back to the creation of the Federal Reserve and the income tax, where they changed our tax structure. And instead of taxing goods and services coming across our borders, they decided they would tax us internally. It was Jefferson that said he had eliminated all internal taxation as his second inaugural address. So he goes, nobody in America knows a tax man. And so under that kind of a mindset from Jefferson until the creation of the Federal Reserve and the income tax, that was the way they ran the constitutionally sized government, was by taxes simply on goods coming in. And we did have exactly what you're describing here, Gerald, an internal self-sustaining economy.
And again, we're 320 million people.
Yes.
And we have natural and human resources that match none. So that's what I'm saying, in the sense that we have it all here. So when you talk about our top trends, I cannot emphasize enough to start making it in America with pride. Start it doing it in a way. Again, one of our trends is true nostalgia. Here, think of the slogan, make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yes.
So again goes back to the past. Start recreating the past, but not in the way it was in the past, and start retrofitting it for the future. So it becomes in style. It becomes in entertainment. And this is very important, David. Donald Trump didn't just defeat Hillary Clinton. He defeated Obama.
Yes.
Obama went out, campaigned like we've never seen an elected president campaign, a president in office campaign before.
Absolutely right. Yeah, we've never seen that before, have we?
Never seen that.
Yeah.
He lost. The rappers lost. The Beyoncé's lost. Hollywood lost. The Katzenbergs, the Spielbergs, they hit an iceberg. Hollywood lost with their $100,000 a plate dinners to eat a lot of crap to vote for Clinton. They lost. De Niro lost. They all lost. One Clooney lost. What I'm saying, it Silicon Valley lost. The Zuckerbergs, the Schmidts, they lost. They lost. People have to get it in their head. The biggest ones went down.
Yes.
They were beaten with a Trump card, and everybody holds that card. What Trump showed is that he can do it, you can do it, from somebody outside the system. What I'm saying is, if Silicon Valley was so strong, if Hollywood was so strong, if the entertainment industry was so strong, if the music industry was so strong, they would have defeated Trump. It shows you how weak they are and the opportunities available to fill it with new.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, it was also the media, and it was the establishment of both the Democrats and the Republicans that Trump defeated. That's why so many of us believe that he doesn't need Mitt Romney. He can transcend him. We're going to be talking to Owen Shore in the third hour. He's with the very first victory tour stop that Donald Trump is doing. And I think, Gerald, that's a key thing, to see him after the election going out and meeting with the mass of people. We always heard Ronald Reagan saying he was going to go over the heads of the Washington establishment to the people. Trump is showing that he's really doing that, I think, with these victory tours.
Again, this is what I'm saying. He's in total control.
Yeah.
He'll do what he wants. Will he do what he says he was going to do? That could only be decided by him. Nobody could figure is going to know. I'll tell you one thing that I'm surprised that he didn't do is reach out to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Reagan's former assistant treasury secretary. There's a guy that I believe he should really have on his team.
Yeah, and if he's going to pick
a Supreme Court judge, who's better than Judge Andrew Napolitano?
Yes.
You know, these are the kind of people that would really bring in the wisdom and the outside look from the inside people that would really shake things up.
Yeah, when he was looking at Treasury Secretary, I did a thing in the Monday night nightly news. I talked about John Allison that he had come by and talked to him. And I really was not aware of him, even though I knew about BB&T. We had used them in our business. And this is a guy with 40 years experience in the banking industry. He's a really strong free market guy. He understands the problems with the Fed. And I was very hopeful. It's a good thing that he even talked to him. And I hope that there's a place in his administration for somebody like Allison, even though he didn't pick him for Treasury Secretary. Somebody who's very competent and ideologically strictly free market libertarian on this and anti-Federal Reserve. That would have been a great pick. And I certainly would like to see Judge Napolitano on the Supreme Court. That would be fantastic. We got some more segments coming up with Gerald Slinty. We got to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
into December. We're about 50 days away from a Trump administration. We've been talking to Gerald Celente, a trend forecaster, publisher of Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. We've been talking about what Gerald sees in terms of the aftermath of the election, what he sees coming up economically in the next year. Let's talk about war, Gerald. We've seen the Russian reset of Hillary Clinton, which turned out to be a reset of the Cold War, this kind of brinksmanship. We've seen Obama escalate the policies of George Bush and others in terms of regime change and nation building. What do you think we're going to have with President Trump? He's talked about the kind of detente. He hasn't used the word detente, but what he's talking about is an easing and a pulling back from this brinksmanship that we've seen, pulling back from this ridiculous idea of nation building. What do you see happening?
Again, you know, our system of trend forecasting, we call it globalnomic, making connections around the world and between different fields. So let's go back to the election that just happened this past Sunday in France with Fillon winning. One of his major points was to make peace with Russia in the sense that and the one coming up on Sunday in Austria with the Freedom Party. They both pointed out that the sanctions against Russia have hurt everyone, including the Europeans, going back to a self-sustaining economy. When they put these sanctions on Russia, Russia became more self-sustaining. So they hurt all the people that were exporting products into Russia. So you're having it now coming from, and as well as Le Pen in France, and the same thing going on in Italy. It's one country after another. In the Netherlands, they voted against, you know, having more aid for Ukraine. So what we're seeing is that people want peace, and they want it in the United States, too. Polls come out that they don't run in this country, showing how badly people in America want peace. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to Trump, for example, saying things like in the Syrian war, brought to you by the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama and Hillary Clinton and Frankenstein Kerry, that Assad has to go, he said, no, we're not going to give, quote, those rebels, moderate rebels, any more support. We don't even know who they are.
That's right.
Which, of course, we've all been saying for years.
Mm-hmm.
That's very positive. There is no profit in war. That's a myth. All it's doing is draining out. It's what Eisenhower said. Five-star general, not these little boys that play commander-in-chief that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. All they do is play golf, shoot pool, play basketball, and drive pickup trucks. This is a guy that led, you know, the supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II. You know, five-star general, his farewell address that after being president two terms, that their military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and future of the children. So now going back to Trump, if he goes on and says, you know, I'm going to build 70 more warships for the Navy, for what? We're spending, what, 11 times, more than 11 of the top countries put together on defense. What
Absolutely.
Are we spending, about $600 billion when you don't put all the other stuff into it? It's over a trillion. And what is Russia spending? Try $66 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What I'm saying is if he redesigns the country into the plans of what we put together as Occupy Peace, no foreign entanglements, close the bases overseas, and we don't need NATO anymore.
I agree. Hang on. We've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back on the other side of that. Yeah, you're right, Gerald. Nobody wants this except for these Dr. Strangelove creeps and their bunkers. We don't want it. The Russian people don't want it. The Europeans don't want it. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break with Gerald Celente.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.